no dejaremos que cierren la linda puerta que siempre ha estado abierta a la vida.
You're listening to Latin Radical with Warwick Fry.
And on the phone with us today is Dr. Tim Anderson, who is a senior lecturer in political economy at Sydney University. Tim has recently written a paper, and it drew a response from the American embassy. Now, Tim, the 100,000 hectare biofuel project, which was granted to an Indonesian GT Biotech Corporation, was very controversial for a number of reasons. Can you tell us briefly why the controversy?
Well, first of all, Warwick, as you may know, Timor's been in the middle of a food crisis for the last couple of years. Even before the global food crisis started to get bad about a year ago, they had their own food crisis because of the political crisis in 2006. Timor also has a history of food crises, of course, with the dislocation of people, the civil strife they've had there with the Indonesian colonization and so on, and also the climatic conditions of Timor. You know, they have a very wet season, they're very long extended dry season, so they've got a lot of environmental problems. So for a lot of particular reasons, including the current global crisis with high food prices, Timor's got food security problems. So in that context, a lot of agricultural policy has been aimed at trying to stabilize local production and trying to reduce the import dependence on staple grains, such as rice, for example. So in that context, the information this year that the AMP government, led by Mr. Guzmão, has been planning to lease out land has been hugely controversial, because this is very limited, precious land, and it could be used for food production.
In your paper, you do seem to focus on the issue of privatisation.
Yes, well, it's because, of course, not just privatisation, because in Timor, a lot of families own some land through customary law. But really what we're talking about here is the government leasing out very large tracts of land, and Timor doesn't have a lot of arable land. It's very mountainous, as you know, and the amount of land that's relatively flat and available for good agriculture is limited. It's about leasing out land to private foreign companies, alienating the land, in other words, from use by East Timorese. Now, this is something that was contemplated or anticipated in the constitution that was created in 2001. And there is, in fact, a bar from companies or foreigners owning land in Timor-Leste because of the limited land available, and because of the nationalists' concern to maintain control of their natural resources. Land, of course, is a natural resource, like oil and gas is. In fact, arguably, I say that it's actually more valuable than oil and gas. The oil and gas reserves will last for a few decades. The land can last for millennia.
And USAID has spent something like $500,000 on a project that is aimed at identifying the land ownership and land tenure, which I suppose is especially important for displaced people. And on the face of it, it looks like a useful and indeed a necessary project. So why do you think that the US Embassy took on this particular project?
Well, it's not it's nothing out of the normal. There are particular reasons in Timor why they need to resolve some conflicts over land. And a lot of that's to do with the several layers of colonization the country's experienced, and the different legal systems of people being pushed off their land being taken over by the state or the Indonesian military and so on. So there are a number of disputes there to be resolved. But look, whenever you get aid agencies addressing an issue in a country, you've got different agendas at work. Mm-hmm. On the one hand, the AusAid as well as USAID as well, and also the World Bank and the IMF, World Bank and the Asian Development Bank, focus on these issues of talking about bringing certainty and security to land tenure, but the very next step is commercialization and access mm-hmm. to that land from private foreign investors. That's what the World Bank stands for, by and large, and that's what the AusAid and USAID are interested in, leveraging the advantages for those private foreign corporations. It's no secret, you know, it happens in many, many countries. In Timor, they have some particular problems with this, and USAID has responded to my article, as you said, saying, oh, we're just trying to help the government do what they want to do and there's no agenda here. However, they say, well, yes, you know, we're sort of not denying that this is going to lead, this may lead to, if the government wants to, more commercialization and private ownership. And that, of course, is what my article was all about, that that is going to seriously undermine the food security and the sustainable agricultural practices in Timor if large private foreign corporations get their hands on large amounts of arable land and converted into export-oriented cash crops. Mm-hmm. We know from the experience of lots of other countries, this is going to compete with food security for local people.
And it seems that privatised land ownership is tied to an ongoing discussion about the Timorese constitution.
Yes, like I said, there's a prohibition on foreigners or companies owning land. The way that this lease issue gets rounded is saying, well, they're not owning it, it's being leased to them. By the way, there's some amounts of land in Timor that are their ownership is uncertain because of the complicated colonial history. So the ANP government has not made it clear in the case of the very large lease, which isn't under contract, but it's a memorandum of understanding, that one. There is a contract for some smaller plots of land to do with biofuel production. So it's uncertain exactly what that land is at this stage. Certainly, there's always sensitivity about there's great sensitivity about land, and that's hence the language of the discussion in Timor so far, and USAID has carried this on, is to say it's all about resolving conflicts and getting certainty. They've played down very deliberately the notion of that they are readying the country for a substantial shift to more commercialised land relations.
Mm-hmm. And do you see the current government sort of resisting this kind of, I suppose it's a subtle pressure?
No, there's a major, on the contrary, there seems to be a major turnaround in government policy, because there was, since independence, a fairly strong consensus. It seemed to me that there was quite a strong consensus to stabilise and rehabilitate domestic agriculture. The current Prime Minister, Mr. Gusmão, in fact approached the World Bank back in, I think it was early 2000, with a project that everyone supported at that time, which was rehabilitating the rice fields and trying to reduce their dependence on imported rice. And indeed, they had some, it wasn't really heralded very much, but they had some success on that. They, after independence and up to about 2005, or maybe before the crisis in 2006 anyway, they'd reduced their imports of rice from about two-thirds of consumption to about one-third of consumption. So there was substantial progress in those early years, despite, you know, lack of funds. Now that sort of consensus seems to be broken down, and something a little more complicated has happened, because the very people who were pushing for privatisation, and the target of my article was not USAID or AusAid in particular on this occasion, because they're not very happy with the outcomes either, because of what they see as a very dubious and possibly corrupt tendering system. In other words, the very big MOU for land was to an Indonesian company, GT Leste Biotech, the one you mentioned. There was no tendering process, so none of the Australian or American or other corporations interested could apply for that sort of land. And there's no consideration in the MOU, which leads to suspicions about corruption. I haven't dealt with the corruption issue, because I think that's important, but it's in some ways a separate issue. I think that there are some deeper structural questions about this, that even if it was the Mother Teresa biofuel company, you would have those same problems. And I wanted to encourage a debate about those structural problems as well, you know, and separate from the corruption question. question.
Thanks very much for explaining that to us, Tim, and certainly we'll be watching, you know, ensuing discussions very closely.
Thanks for that, Warren.